Who's Macbeth?
I don't know. Some guy with a girl's last name.
Principal Willoughby wrote it with somebody named William Shakespeare.
Isn't he the custodian?
Libby, this could be my big break. A talent scout might come to the play, see me, and put me in my own TV show.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna marry Smalley Big Big and live in his house in Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's nice.
Bobby be on play. Bobby a good. Bobby to be or not to be.
Bobby, chill.
Chilling.
So what part are you going to try out for, Jim?
I'm not. School plays are just excuses for kids to get up and make fools of themselves. Macbeth in space? It sounds silly, ridiculous, and the most beautiful thing in the world.
Hey, Jimmy, trying out for the play? I'm going to try out for Lady Macbeth. See ya.
There's a kissing scene between Macbeth and Lady Macbeth!
Out of my way! I gotta be in this play!
Coming!
To prepare for my audition, I've researched Shakespeare, Scottish Kings, and downloaded the Keanu Reeves Advanced Acting Course.
Whoa! Is this a laser sword I see before me?
Oh, that was Barry.
Ooh, that was stink-o-rooney, Jimbo. Open up a window.
Phew.
But luckily, I can help you. You know, I used to tread the boards back in the day. Oh, yeah. I'll give you some good acting tips. Now, you might want to write this down, son. When you want to act mad, do this. Now, if you want to act happy, which is different than mad, go like this. Now, if an anvil drops on your head, you'd go, there's an anvil on my head. Ow, it hurts. And that's pretty much all there is to acting. Bye-bye.
Hugh, where are you going?
I have no idea.
Okay, here we go with the auditions, people. Let them hear you in the cheap seats.
Will all the great oceans of Mars wash this space creature's mucus clean from my hand?
Lady Macbeth!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have found our Macbeth!
Principal Willoughby, that's not fair! What about the others?
But Nick is... Oh, all right. Next!
I'll be reading for Lady Macbeth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've found our Lady Macbeth!
She hasn't even read yet!
My great Glamis of the galaxy, let one kiss upon your lips speed you to victory.
Ladies and gentlemen, I found my Lady Macbeth!
Sorry.
Louder! Louder!
Carl Weezer, you cannot be in the play if we can't hear you. You are wasting our time.
It's not my fault! I didn't even want to do this. My mom forced me. She said it would be good for my self-esteem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we found our first witch.
Thank you. Louder!
Since the part of Lady Macbeth is still available, I'll take it. I'll need the big dressing room, and when you send flowers opening night, I prefer long-stem roses with the thorns removed, of course, and...
We found our second witch! Okay, there's witch number three.
Who's the star of this thing? It's this Macbeth dude, right? I want to be him!
Over my dead body. Shane, I see you more as soldier number five.
What?! A lousy soldier? No way! Forget it! I'm out of here!
He gets to carry a laser spear!
Laser spear? For the love of Ultra Lord, please let me be soldier number five!
I'm reading for the part of Macbeth! A spaceship! A spaceship! My kingdom for a spaceship!
Well, he's no genius at acting.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimmy. Don't quit your day job. We will now announce...
What? What? Don't forget Bobby! Good.
All right, Bulby. Give it a try.
Okay.
Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah, sorry, don't see it. So, we've got our witches. Nick is Macbeth. Betty is Lady Macbeth. Sheen is the unimportant part. And by default, Bulby will have to be Rangoon, the space pirate.
Is role I born to play?
Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get a part, Jimmy.
No big deal. I don't care. I didn't really want to be in the play. You gotta put me in this play! I'll do anything! Even stage crew.
Hey, Principal Willoughby! What do you think of my flying machine for the witches? Maybe I should sell tickets instead?
Jimmy, can you make outer space appear on stage and create fantastic visual effects all on a budget of $17?
Do it, Jimmy! You could make some really cool stuff!
Principal Willoughby, you found yourself a stage crew! This will impress Betty better than some stupid part. I'm going to make the most amazing special effects the world has ever seen! Do you want to see my neutron exterminator? It can create rain, thunder, and lightning.
Sure, Jimmy.
Come, my dear. Time for the romantic love scene with Macbeth.
Oh, I'll see you later, Jimmy.
Whee! Jimmy, these hover shoes are totally cool. I love being a witch.
KW, you know these moms?
Bubble, bubble, toil, and trouble.
I was thinking we could funk it up a little, like this.
I love it. Do it! But not right now.
Principal Man, why is Rangoon Space Pirate not in the Actify?
Oh, because he falls off a 150-foot cliff into a crater of boiling lava.
Oh, so sad. But happy for Bobby. I acting good.
Avast, ye Space Pirate. You have awakened the fury of Soldier Number 5.
Careful, Sheen. Remember, it's a real laser. You could...
Hey, Jimmy, can you help me with my line?
I'm kind of busy here. I gotta set up the storm cloud.
And... My lord, your wife, Lady Macbeth, approaches.
My lord, your wife, Lady Macbeth, approaches.
My lord, your wife, Lady Macbeth, approaches.
All right, love scene. Let's do it.
Kiss me, my queen of the galaxy.
Kiss me, my king of the stars.
Now, go in for the big kiss. Really plant that sucker!
Hey, watch it, Neutron! Sorry, Nick, won't happen again!
I'm wise to you, Neutron. You did that on purpose.
Accidents happen.
Just don't try anything funny when I'm on stage, because if anybody messes the show up, I mess them up.
My daughter Cynthia is the star of the show.
She's Macbeth?
No, she's a witch.
So I hear.
5 minutes till curtain!
Attention, people. Center. My old college roommate at Vassar, Corky Shimatsu, is here. He's scouting girls with attitude to play the lead in a new TV show, Spunky Girl.
This is my big break! If any of you does anything wrong tonight, I will kill you.
That's it, Cindy. Now lock it. Okay, everyone, break a leg.
Do we have to break our own leg? Can I break Carl's leg?
Saying break a leg is an old theater tradition, since it's bad luck to say good luck.
Oh, I get it. That makes perfect sense. He's whacked.
Has anybody seen Nick?
Oh, Nick? The star of our show? The boy playing Macbeth, that Nick?
Hey, here comes Nick on his skateboard going really fast and doing some extremely dangerous tricks that could cause him to...
Oh, man, I broke my leg.
All right, that's good luck. Way to go, Nick.
He can't go on. We can't do the play.
No play?
No kiss?
No fame?
This show must go on!
Who's gonna play Macbeth?
Well, someone would have to have a photographic memory and be able to memorize super fast.
Like Jimmy?
Me? I can't! I'm not... I can't!
Look at me. Look at me! James Neutron, you're going out there a lowly, dirty, greasy stagehand. But you've got to come back a star!
You can do it, Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you found your new Macbeth!
1 minute till showtime!
Memorize! Got it! I hope.
Jimmy, you're going to be a fabulous Macbeth. Now show Sheen how to operate the special effects.
Okay, Sheen, all you have to do is press the buttons.
Got it!
I'm not done. You press the buttons one at a time.
Got it!
I'm not done! Press the buttons one at a time when they light up. I'm done.
Got it!
See you on stage, Jimmy.
I mean, Macbeth.
Hey, Jimmy, I thought we agreed that we didn't like girls.
We don't. Betty is a woman.
Got it!
Quirky Shimatsu's in the front row! Just think, Libby, after I get discovered tonight and become a big star, I'll be living in a mansion in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, right. And I'm going on a world tour with Shoot Puppy Dog Boy.
That's nice.
Hey, Jimmy, I just found out that the play Macbeth has a curse and you're not supposed to say Macbeth, because if you say Macbeth, bad things happen because you said Macbeth, and we've been saying Macbeth a lot. And congratulations on getting the part of Macbeth.
I said Macbeth!
It's showtime!
Bonsoir, and welcome to the world premiere of Macbeth in Space. Thank you. The part of Macbeth, normally played by Nick Dean, will be played by...
I bet it's my Cynthia. She could play all the parts. I once played all the parts in Snow White, even all the dwarves. Happy, zippy, smiley, cranky, gloomy, medic, shy guy, drowsy, narcolepty...
Miss Vortex, we do have a little show we'd like to start.
Continue.
Thank you. Macbeth will be played by Jimmy Neutron.
Yay! Woo-hoo! I'm going to go give Jimbo a few last-minute acting tips before he gets started.
Yeah. He'll be fine, Hugh. After all, he is a genius.
'Twas long ago in a galaxy most far, far away.
Hags?
All hail Macbeth!
But I'm no king!
King you soon shall be! Say we witches three!
Hell no, soldier number five! What sayest thou?
My lord, your wife, Lady Macbeth, approaches.
I know. I was just taking a dramatic pause. What was it again?
My lord, your wife...
Macbeth, lady. Your my lord approaches, wife.
Why didn't I use a puppet for that part?
Macbeth, Macbeth, wherefore art thou, Macbeth, my greatest love?
Hi. Greetings, wife! Witches from another planet have prophesied me king!
But to gain the crown, you must vanquish Rangoon the space pirate!
Twill be easy with my robo-spacewalker! Pull it!
Hello, Mr. Shimatsu. Would you like a cappuccino while watching the fabulous performance by the beautiful Cindy Vortex playing witch number two?
No, thank you, sweetheart. No distractions for the cockster.
Can I have a mocha espresso with plenty of sugar?
Yeah, right.
Exactly, yeah. The milk so it gets all foamy.
Vortex, get your tuchus back on stage!
But soft, what piercing comet through yonder porthole breaks? Bring
Goon, the space pirate!
Friends, Malvexian's countrymen, lend me to your ears. I come to bury Macbeth. Not to praise him.
Oh, Willoughby, you've done it again.
Get thee to another galaxy!
Now is the winter of your discontent!
Maketh my guess.
Be much worse.
It will be. In the outside atmosphere, the tornado will increase in size.
I don't usually like the classics, but this is pretty good.
I'll have to reverse the direction of the tornado.
What doing, Jimmy? Bulby need jetpack in Act 5 for return from there the spooky ghostie.
If I don't stop the tornado, we might all be spooky ghosties. Set jetpack to hyperdrive.
Neutron, you ruined my show! Strike that! Jimmy, you're a genius!
What? What am I, chopped jalapenos? These buttons don't push themselves, you know.
How was Bobby? You like? Two thumbs over?
Colby, my lad, I want you to star in my next play. Hamlet on Ice.
This other role I'm born to play.
Why, Mr. Shimatsu, I didn't know you were here.
Corky Shimatsu is everywhere showbiz is, because Corky is showbiz. Now, I must ask you a very important question, small child.
My answer is yes! I would love to be the star of the new TV show, Spunky Girl!
Fantastic! But you are not my superstar. Where is the genius who played witch number one?
That's me! That's me!
Would you like to be my Spunky Girl?
Carl can't be Spunky Girl! He's a boy!
Guilty as charged!
Wait, Corky has super brilliant idea. Change title to Spunky Boy!
Hey, Corky, you're gonna need some hot funk for that show, and I'm the girl who can bring it.
Super crazy! Go, babe. Talk to Corky. What? No more Spunky Show? That's showbiz. Call me. We'll do brunch. Ciao.
Sorry I messed up your machine, Jimmy. But it was awesome. But you didn't get to kiss Betty. But the whole school flew up in the air. But I ruined the play. But we went into space. But we almost burned up during re-entry.
Hey, Jimmy. Too bad we didn't get to do our big scene. But I guess I can still give you a kiss for saving our lives.
I love show business.
And it loves us, Jimmy. This was truly the most fabulous and magical night of our lives.
Is that why we're tipping back and forth?
Jimmy! No! Awesome! This is even better than when we went in space. Everybody, lean to the left!